This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 1993. Think of or think about. What do you think? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
How do you know when to use think of, think, or think about? In today's episode, Lindsay and Michelle give you hints so that you know which word to pull out when for the best possible English connection.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Michelle, what are you thinking about?
Oh, today I'm thinking about when my voice is going to come back.
Our listeners have been hearing this because we've recorded a few episodes a little out of order here. It'll be back soon, Michelle. What are we getting into? Do we have a great question from a listener?
Yes, I love this question, guys. This is a very specific one. We love those really specific questions.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, it's a short one. Can you read it for us?
Sure. This is from Juan, and he says, what is the difference between think of and think about? I love listener questions because it helps us to know that we're on track for you guys, for our listeners.
Right. Exactly. So this is going to be really good. We are going to get into this. Guys, but before we do that, before we get into this more, we have a special request for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's a special request. If you love All Ears English, if you love our motto of connection, not perfection, right? By the way, Michelle, what does that stand for? What do we mean by that? Connection, not perfection.
That it's more important to use your language in a way to connect than to be so frozen and nervous because you're worried about, you know, a specific grammar point that you kind of freeze up or just don't even like realize the purpose of why you're trying to speak with people and what your whole goal is.
Exactly. That's it. I mean, it doesn't mean that grammar doesn't matter. We want you to speak correctly and we're here to help you with that. It means what you prioritize is connection. It's never being correct. Correct. Okay. Because you can connect without being correct.
I like that.
Love it. Okay. So here's our special request. If you believe in that philosophy, it's different from other podcasts. It's different from other teachers. If you believe in it, then text our podcast, All Ears English, send a link to a friend right now through whatever app you're using, whether it's Spotify or Apple or CastBox. There should be a way to grab a link to this episode or this show and send it to one friend. Okay, good.
Perfect. All right. So that'd be great. So guys, we want to also let you know about another good grammar episode. Specific question here is episode 1951, which was onto or into.
Yes.
Confusing English prepositions explained. So that's a good grammar one.
That's a really good one. So that's 1951. Okay. So this is a really good question. So where are we going to start here to help our listeners know the difference?
All right. Well, we're going to start with think. So this is just basic. It could be used to talk about your opinion or if you're considering something. I feel like think is more like the umbrella term. So for example, I think you should give it a chance. Or Lindsay, what's another one?
Yeah, or what do you think? I ask that all the time. I'm always looking for people's opinions, right? What do you think? What do you think I should do? Right? All of these things. Or I don't think so. Very common. What else?
I think it must be tough to live in a small town.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying here, the first thing our listeners need to know is let's think about what think means.
Maybe that'll be the title.
Yeah. Right? It's everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So think is, I think.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, we're stuck in a loop.
Yeah, this happens, guys, on the show sometimes. Like, we just find ourselves just repeating the thing we're talking about. So it's a little bit more of an umbrella term. I think it's more widely used. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
So this one is more about trying to decide something, or maybe you're currently ruminating on something in your head,
ooh,
right? Something's going in circles in your mind.
I love that word, like ruminating, that. By the way. Great bonus for today.
Yes,
guys, write that
bonus.
One. That's your bonus for today. Ruminate, right? To ruminate, just to... I ruminate a lot on things, right? Going back and forth, and it's going around and around and around in your mind. Maybe you're trying to decide something, right?
Right.
Torture.
Yeah. So, I mean, one example could be somebody might say, what are you thinking about? Do you ever have somebody say something that to you and you're like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, for sure. Especially if I'm quiet, right? And maybe I'm staring out the window. Someone might come up, what are you thinking about right now?
Or you could say, I'm thinking about moving abroad. Yep. Now, you could also say thinking of moving abroad, right?
You could. Yeah. And you know, there are times when the differences don't matter as much, right?
Right.
But I'm thinking about moving abroad or thinking of moving abroad. This means considering, right? You're playing around with the possibility. You're considering it, right?
Right.
Okay. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
What's another?
So I'm thinking about all the work I have to do later and it's stressing me out. So that's, again, kind of a bit of ruminating, a bit of just processing something in your mind.
Right. And then what do you think about going to the show with me later?
Yes. Okay. So these, so it's pretty standard. Are we going to contrast this, Michelle, with thinking of a little bit later?
Oh, no, we were just going to. Oh, wait. Well, I do mention thinking of. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's keep going. You take it away.
I mean, I think it's more active thinking when you use thinking about.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if we tried to switch some of it up. So it wouldn't work out grammatically if I said, I'm thinking about you should give it a chance.
Yes, I'm thinking about you should give it a chance. Right. I agree with that.
I think you should give it a chance.
Yeah. So, right. This is a tough question, actually, the more I think about it. It's tricky. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or I think... move abroad. No, it would have to be, I'm thinking about.
I'm considering.
Abroad, right?
I'm considering. Yeah. So I think that's definitely different. Thinking about something is considering it. Thinking about what happened yesterday is processing. So it's like considering, processing. These are like buckets that this falls into, would you say?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think they're just more active thinking here. And I guess we're more talking about the meaning here than necessarily the grammar and all of the things that go into the actual grammar point. But we can touch on that more another time as well.
Okay. Okay, Michelle, let's keep going here. Are we going to get into think of in this next section?
Yes. So think of. Mm-hmm. So this is mostly the same as think about. Lindsay, like what you were saying.
Yeah.
I personally use think about more.
Yeah.
But what about you?
I use think about more for sure. When I think of the word think of, sometimes, gosh, can't get out of it. It has in many cases, it has a more nostalgic or like a longing to it, right? I'm thinking of this person, right? Uh-huh. Or I'll think of you the next time I go to this restaurant, right? That's a bit of a nostalgia, a bit of an interpersonal thing. A bit dreamier. There's a dreamy aspect to think of. Not for everything, but when I just snap my fingers and I say, what's the difference between think of and think about? I think it's a little dreamier. Think of.
I like that. That's cute, Lindsay.
Well, thank you.
No, I like the word dreamy. I mean,
yeah. I love it. But I agree with you. It could be a little less active. Maybe you have a little less agency. Let's go through the examples and see if this is true. All right.
Okay, so here we go. What do you think of this dress?
Yeah, so this is an opinion. Also, a way that think of applies is in applying an opinion. What do you think of this? But, you know, right. Michelle, in this case, it's interchangeable. What do you think about this dress? I would say both.
Right. I think both are fine as well. As in the next example, right? We talked mm-hmm. about this one already. I'm thinking mm-hmm. of moving abroad, or I'm thinking about moving abroad.
Yeah. So I think they both sound natural. Let's see. Is there any difference in feeling? I'm thinking of moving I think they're really the same. We've said before, there's no material difference. That's a great business term, right? There's no important and like something we need to pay attention to, right? The next one is goes to kind of the dreaminess of think of. I think of the possibilities, like imagine the possibilities. Now, would you say think about the possibilities?
I think this one is more think of. I like that dreaminess idea.
Yeah, longing.
Yeah, if I said think about the possibilities,
you could.
It's like, it's more, I could say that, but it might be that I'm literally like sitting down with you
exactly.
and planning something.
Exactly.
Whereas if I think of the possibilities, it's almost more of like a chunk of an expression where it's just like, oh, imagine what could happen in your life.
Exactly. And it's a little more rooted in kind of fantasy, dreaming, ideas, possibilities. So I think that's, you know, as we're going through and I'm thinking about the differences between the two, I think that's the key difference between think about, think of. In many cases, they're the same. But in some cases, think of has a broader, more big thinking aspect or a longing, like a dreaminess, a longing. So, and as I mentioned before, you know, we said this example, Michelle, I'll think of you the next time I go to the restaurant, mm-hmm. to this restaurant, or I'm thinking of this person. It makes me think of like unrequited love or like your partner is abroad and you can't be with them. It's just, I don't know, a feeling of just dreaming. A bit.
Yeah. I like it. So let's do a role play.
Okay.
And, you know, we can talk through it afterwards. So, Lindsay, we're friends and we're deciding what we should do today.
All right. There's a new museum exhibit downtown. What do you think about checking it out?
I think it's going to be too crowded.
Maybe you're right.
I'm thinking about taking a quick run. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm tripping over myself. Thinking about taking a quick run. Want to join?
Nah, I'm tired. But think of me when you run by that bakery. Maybe pick me up a snack.
Okay, sure.
All right. And so that's it. Let's start with that when we go back and analyze this role play. Why did we not say think about me when you run by that bakery?
Yeah, because it is that more like nostalgic feeling,
nostalgic.
Like that dreamy feeling Lindsay was talking about, even though it is just about a bakery, but still just,
it's about a person.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's a song in the Phantom of the Opera, I think it is.
Okay.
Think of me.
Yeah.
And
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect example. Actually, really good example, Michelle, because that song, I'm willing to bet, I don't know it, but I'm willing to bet it would never be titled Think About Me.
Right.
It would only be titled Think of Me. Because it's dreamy, it's about a person, it's nostalgic, it's feeling oriented, a little bit more feeling oriented. Not always, but when we say think about, it's more practical. We're choosing things. Things are in front of us. They're logical.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go through. Yeah, that's okay. We'll do the next one. So I'm thinking about taking a quick run. Now, in this case, you have choices of how you could spend your Saturday. Yeah. You could go have a coffee. You could go take a run. So these are real options, right? Thinking about. You're considering it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're going backwards?
Yeah, we're going backwards.
Okay. All right, here we go. And then I said, I think it's going to be too crowded. I wouldn't say... I'm thinking about it's going to be too crowded, right? No. It's just, this is what I think. It's more general.
Yeah. And I think our listeners, you guys at your level, you know, right, that you can't insert of or about there. That's just processing logical information. I believe it's going to be too crowded, right? That's what that is. And then the last one, or the first one we said, was what do you think about checking it out, right? What do you think about checking it out? Now, in this case, could you say, what do you think of checking it out? Versus what do you think about checking it out? Do we feel like that could be interchangeable?
I like thinking about for this, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your opinion?
It feels a little awkward when I say, what do you think of checking it out? It's just hard to say that.
Yeah.
But I think that this would be opinions, right? What do you think of this dress? That's okay. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So giving opinions, I think, is a time when it's interchangeable. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, oh my gosh. Well, we went through it backwards, but we
did. That's okay. We like to mix it up here. Michelle, what's a takeaway for our listeners? Juan had a really good question. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, what's the final message for our listeners about think of and think about?
Okay. Well, we were talking about, you know, that think of is a more dreamy, more nostalgic. Think about it could be generally more about more options or actively ruminating over something. Guys, there's a lot of things we could talk over with this whole thing and specific things, but the main thing is to listen when you're out in society. Listen, because people are always thinking something, thinking of something, or thinking about something all the time.
Oh,
and we use we use all of these pretty frequently.
Oh, so gosh.
You will hear them. So just really think about when you hear it, what are those differences? Why do you think this person used one over the other?
Oh, it's so true, Michelle. Guys, this is kind of, you know, a difference that we've just come up with here. You know, this idea of think of is sometimes, like we said, used in the more dreamy, nostalgic, bigger ideas kind of situation. And the think about more practical choices, everyday life. But it's not always true. There are some times when you could interchange them, and that's totally fine too. So what you have to do now, guys, go out into the world, observe, and find patterns. That's the key, right?
Right. Exactly. Love it. So, all right. Great question. And yeah, guys, thank you for listening.
Yeah, Michelle, have a good day. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.